Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Danny Wallace enlisted in the Army as an infantryman and served for a total of 20 years, holding a number of positions and ranks from rifleman to company first sergeant. During a tour in Iraq, a car bomb attack left him totally blind. After multiple surgeries, he was still blind in one eye but had limited vision in the other. After a long period of isolation, he found out about the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. Soon after that, BVA invited him to participate in its Operation Peer Support Initiative. This connects combat blinded veterans of earlier conflicts with those who have been blinded in Iraq or Afghanistan. Wallace now serves as a BVA peer mentor for newly blinded veterans. While his eyesight has begun to decline, he is once again a sergeant. Early in 2014, he was selected as the Sergeant-at-Arms for the Blinded Veterans Association. Founded in 1945 by a group of combat-blinded veterans of World War II, BVA was and is the only veterans organization exclusively dedicated to serving America's blind and visually impaired veterans. For further information, visit bva.org.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195. Or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida. There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And yes, we are live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Welcome back. And for those folks that don't know what they're listening to, say, what is this radio show all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. So this show hopefully will entertain you, inform you, teach you something about life, who knows, teach you about world. That's what we're here for. Hope you like the show. Right now we got a caller. Oh, by the way, before I go any further, let me say this way. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And right now we got a caller calling in from Vancouver, Washington. I believe it's Vancouver, Washington. His name is Gabe. Gabe, are you there?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Gabe.
It is. I know. It's been a while since I've called in. How are all of you?
How are you?
How are you doing,
I'm
Gabe?
I'm doing great. I do know that, guess what? A week from last Friday, next week on June 18th, guess what? It's going to be my first day of summer break. I know, it's hard to believe because, you know, since we've been staying at home these last few months, you know, the year has just been flying by.
How did you do in school?
You know what? I feel like I'm doing pretty good in school. I've been taking a few online classes, and I do know that I've been staying on top on all of my assignments, and I'm just really looking forward to summer break.
I'm sure you are.
Worn out. He's worn out.
I know. What's that?
Gabe, how have you liked doing the virtual school?
Well, you know what? It's not that bad, actually, because, the good news is that school doesn't even start until 9 a.m., and I don't have a class every single hour of every day. So during a normal school year, if we were still at school, I know that school starts at 7:45 and it goes from 7:45 to 3:15. But I know. But since we've been doing the online school, school starts around 9 o'clock to sometimes it will end around 3 or 3:20 or 2 o'clock. So it really depends on what day it is.
Wow.
I know.
Well, you sound like you're growing up.
Yeah. Are you still in Vancouver, Washington?
I am. And you know what? You're not going to believe this. I know I've been so busy, but I forgot to tell you that my birthday was last January 11th. And guess what? I am 50. 15 years old already.
Oh. Can't believe it.
What's that?
We knew you when.
I know. Let's see. I've been calling into the show ever since I think I was 12.
Well,
I know. It's
happy
been a really
listening.
Long time.
You're happy you're listening. Glad you like the show, Gabe.
I do.
Okay, we got to move on. We got to move along. Thanks for calling in, Gabe.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your summer.
You too. Bye.
And folks, Right now, we're going to go to trivia. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call up for trivia is 407-894-1680. Okay, so who is singing this song? But I'm going to make it listen right now. This song here is, let's say this way. I'm not going to say it. Anybody can call in. Let's hear who's singing this song.
Enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers. Enough to cross. Enough to last.
407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? This is the original. Okay, so who was singing that song? That's the original. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Anybody on the line yet, Chris? Chris, you there?
Yep, I'm right here. And we do have a caller on the phone line. Let's go to Bayside, New York. Did I say that right? Bayside, New York?
You said it perfectly.
Let's talk to the one and only, Lynn. What's going on, Lynn?
Everything is good. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. And this is who now calling in from up Bayside, New York?
Bayside, New York.
Len.
Are you saying Len?
Yes.
L-E-N. As in Leonard.
Len, thank you so much for calling in, Len, and thank you for wishing me a happy birthday. Thank you so much, Len.
So who do you think singing this song?
Your act's absolutely right.
Oh, he's right. I couldn't hear what he said.
Yeah, he said Jackie DeShannon.
Jackie DeShannon. Okay. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy it when you get there.
I shall. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Len.
Enjoy the show. Thank you so much.
Hey, Lynn, don't hang up. Stay on the line, all right?
All right.
So, Chris, how long until break? Is it 1 minute? Your clock and my clock are different.
Well, I got a minute and 30 seconds.
Okay, I want to say something. Next week's show, by the way, I can't wait to next week, because next week's show, the first hour, is all about the behind the scenes of R&B music when it first came out. And we're going to talk about the behind the scenes of R&B music. This is before Motown. This is before the groups, like all the big groups that you know. There was a lot of groups you may have heard, but they came out because R&B music started in the early 50s, and we're going to be talking about it. And we're going to be talking about with my brother Barry, who'll be coming on the air and talking about behind the scenes, how he got involved with the record business, how we opened up the record business. We were the first distributor, basically, for a lot of the R&B acts. And we were the first distributor for Motown that ever had. So we'll be talking about all next week, 7 to 8. We're talking about it on the air. So hope you'll be listening. Looking forward to it. And those people like about oldies and R&B music and like to hear about behind the scenes, how it happened. It's very interesting, behind the scenes.
You're not doing anything for Father's Day next week?
That's Father's Day.
Oh, okay. That's your Father's Day?
That's the Father's Day.
Okay.
That's his Father's Day present.
That's my Father's Day present.
I gotcha. Okay.
7 to 8. Won't be the whole show, but 7 to 8.
Very cool.
I was going to ask Chris if our guest caller was on, but I forgot I have to see on Zoom. I'm not used to this. I keep looking. Oh, wait, I think he's there. I see number 4. So I will be talking to Kyle Johnson on the other side of the break. Chris,
radio show.
Etsy Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195. Or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh,
yeah, we're back. And we're live from the Spectrum Power Studios. That's right, we are live. We're not all in the studios. Only Chris Shaw, our engineer, is in the studio. Some of us are home because of the, what can I say, the virus. I say it's the virus. Folks, hope you can call in. Maybe you can use your finger to call in. The phone number to call in is, hope you can do it, 407-894-1680. Right now, our guest is on the line. Happened to be a friend of the show for a long time. He happens to be, well, he happens to be the CEO and president of Lighthouse Central Florida, Lighthouse Works. His name is Kyle Johnson. Kyle Johnson, are you on the line?
Hey, hey, I am. Great to be with you all.
Well, glad to have
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Our pleasure. So tell me something. I understand you're one of the few companies, you're looking for jobs, and I understand that you've got jobs. Is that right?
We do. We do. At Lighthouse Works, which is our subsidiary nonprofit social enterprise company, what that means is that's a company that we built to have different business lines and generate. So it's a double bottom line, generate competitive job opportunities for individuals who are blind or visually impaired while generating revenue that we can then, all our profits are not going to shareholders or owners of the company. Those profits are reinvested back into the blind and visually impaired community at Lighthouse Central Florida. So we are hiring customer service agents for our call center to come to the aid of Floridians, the massive number of Floridians who find themselves today unemployed and struggling with a system that is overwhelmed. And so we're answering those calls at Lighthouse Works at the Foresight 360 Customer Contact Center. And we would love for some of these listeners to, if they want to work, we've got an opportunity.
Kyle?
Yes,
Kyle?
Ma'am?
It's my understanding that also sighted people are invited to apply for these jobs. I thought I read
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Okay, I just want to
That's a lot of these people from Orlando. Yeah. Hey, folks in Orlando, did you hear what Kyle just said? Kyle Johnson is the president and CEO, just said, not only can the visually impaired and blind folks apply, but also sighted folks can apply. So all you people listening from Orlando, there's jobs out there that if you're interested, if those people want to work, I mean, I hate to say, but you want to work, not stay home, you want to get paid, well,
let's
give the phone number. Let's give the phone number, Kyle Johnson. Let's give the phone number.
Well, I'll give you two things. 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. But also, if you go to lighthouseworks.org, that's lighthouseworks.org, you can go to the career section. In fact, you don't even have to right now. If you go to lighthouseworks.org, the first thing you see is a pop-up that has a link to the job opportunities that we have available right now.
Oh, wow.
What if they don't have?
Really easy. Or if you go to Lighthouse Central Florida's website, there's a button for Lighthouse Works, and it'll take you there as well. So,
what if they don't have a computer? Do you have anything to use? You can use a phone?
Well, then they just call 407-898-2483 and say, hey, I learned that you guys are hiring, and I want more information. And we will get right back to them, connect to them, and expedite their interview. Go ahead.
Tell us about the job opportunity specifically.
Well, we have multiple. Let me say that, too. We are hiring an information technology and IT technician. So it's more of an entry-level position for IT professionals. So we're hiring for that right now, but the big fuss is over the customer contact center position with our Foresight 360 customer contact center. And that is a call center job. where all of your technological and accessibility accommodations are readily available. We have one of the best teams in the country when it comes to making technology accessible. And they are answering phone calls that are coming into the center and helping Floridians who are unemployed figure out why they've not received their benefits, perhaps apply for the first time for their benefits, and a whole slew of things. So it's a 4 to 5, 6 week training, and then we get you with support on the phones, and then eventually you're on the phones on your own, but you have leads and a lot of support helping ensure you're successful in that position.
Kyle, this is Sheila. What kind of qualifications would somebody need to apply?
Well, thank you, Sheila. I think the predominant prerequisite to be successful as a Foresight 360 customer contact agent is one's ability with accessible technology. So if you are a Zoom user, having some pretty good experience with doing that, and then likewise, and perhaps even more so, if you're a JAWS user, that you're very familiar or pretty familiar, I guess I would say, with JAWS, because we are a business like any other business. The Department of Economic Opportunity does not do business with us to be nice to people who are blind. It'd be nice if something like that would happen, but that's just not the real world. You know, we are representing that agency on their telephones, and we've got to perform. And so having the accessible technology skills is critical so you can maneuver through the different platforms that we, frankly, have made even more accessible to help that resident achieve their goal. And then aside from that, just, you know, having an understanding of what makes a great customer experience. And that's important, too, to know how to deliver customer service in a friendly and effective and efficient way. Does that answer your question?
That's if they're visually impaired. What if they're sighted? Do they have to know how to use Zoom?
You're sure.
No, if they're blind, well, these agents are never on Zoom, and if they're sighted agents, then no, it's more about their qualifications when it comes to customer service and their reliability and their character, and of course, above all things, their values, because we have, we have a handful of core values, and it's who we are, not who we aspire to be. And if they don't align with those core values, then it's not a good fit.
Folks, when you call in, which I'm sure now you're going to, don't forget to say you heard on the Blind and Beyond radio show. So now's the time to call for a job.
Now, Kyle, how many of them are still working in Lighthouse Works? Do you have people working from home?
We have some at-home agents. However, the DEO unemployment calls that we're hiring for the surge, that does not allow for remote work. So we've tried in the past whenever the coronavirus stuff went on, Sheila, we tried again because there's a whole cohort of blind and visually impaired call centers around the country, and we collaborate together, and we want to help create opportunities in other markets for people who are blind or visually impaired to get to work. But if they could work from home on this contract, we would have been able to do it. But unfortunately, that's been prohibited.
Yeah. And it's probably something to do with security, if nothing else.
Well, it is. It is. However, you know, not every company knows how to secure that and insulate an agency from those security issues, but we do. But I understand the state of Florida's position where you know, sometimes it's safer to not do it at all versus give people a try, I guess, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. And what are the contacts that Light House Works working on now other than the...
What was your question? I'm sorry.
That's all right. What other contracts is Lighthouse working on other than the DEO?
Oh. Well, certainly whenever the pandemic emerged, we have a contract in our supply chain department, which is kind of like sourcing and fulfillment of products, and we ship products and we package products. And we are first ever, Lighthouse Works is first ever, and biggest contract is with the U.S. Defense Logistics Agency and DLA. And we supply medical supplies that are in one in every eight soldiers in the field of battle in their combat lifesaver kit.
Wow.
So because of the manufacturer and distribution relationships, we were able to supply Orlando Health and various state agencies. We have been able to supply them with PPE, some of that personal protective equipment. And then we're still digital accessibility solutions. We are performing audits on websites and advising business owners on how to make their websites accessible to not just Floridians, all over the world. We've had international contracts. But how to make those accessible to people who are disabled. So we're still cranking on that as well.
Hallelujah.
And then Lighthouse Central Florida, you know, has been delivering services remote, but we're slowly starting to reintroduce staff back into our building, and we're gonna take it slow. We don't want to put vulnerable people in a compromised situation. But I tell you, I love having a little more people in the building, and I've missed our team a lot, and I've missed our clients.
Well, we missed having you on the air. We're glad that you joined us tonight, Kyle.
Come back soon.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, thank you all very much.
So this
I appreciate
sounds
it, and I hope all of you stay well.
Thank you. Same to you. And thank you very much for offering these job opportunities also to the community.
And we'll be talking about more and more about all the jobs you have available at Lighthouse Central Florida.
And
Lighthouse Works.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And there's way more to come.
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you all. Take care. And thank you.
Bye.
We're going to have a break.
Bye, guys.
Thank you. Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
And we're live from the Spectrum Powered Studios. That's right. Hey, folks, it's time. And I mean time for another trivia. That's right. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
Let's go right to it.
We're going to go right to trivia. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
You were my first love, and you'll be my last love. I will never make you blue. I'll be true to you.
Oh, that's a big song. All right, while we're waiting.
Nobody heard you say that it was dedicated to Manny Hudson.
Hey, baby, that song was dedicated to Manny Hixon. That was one of her favorite songs. Let's see who knows the song, and let's see who can call up and say who's singing the song. 407
594-1680. Okay, Lynn.
Okay, while we're waiting for somebody to call in, I would like to remind everybody that the Foundation Fighting Blindness, the world's leading organization searching for treatments and cures for inherited retinal diseases, will host its Visions 2020 National Conference virtually on June 25th to June 27th this year. And this new approach to the biennial event will be a free virtual experience providing a wide range of science and research presentations, practical adapting and thriving sessions, and an opportunity to connect individuals who are affected by visual impairments from across the country. You're invited to join Virtual Visions 2020 for the opening presentation, Mission Possible, What's Next for Gene Therapy, presented by Dr. Shannon Boy, who is the Associate Professor at the University of Florida, and Dr. Ben Yerxa, who's the Chief Executive Officer at the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When is this?
Paul Karras will share his story of living with a visual impairment and serve as the keynote speaker. And this is June 25th through June 27th, 2020. So just go to fightingblindness.org/visions2020 for more information. Okay, Sheila, you're on.
All right, Sheila Young, you are up.
We're rushing now, right, Sheila? Is there a caller for trivia?
Yes, now, ma'am.
Oh, we
just
have one?
Okay.
You have someone for trivia?
Yes, ma'am. All the way from the Big Ten country. I'll say the Big Ten County, home of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Let's go and talk to Miss Shirley from Ohio.
Okay, I have a guess for the trivia song. I think that it might be the Shirelles.
Your might is a definite. 100%, it is the Shirelles.
Okay.
Find yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you very much. And Chris, I'll have to give Chris my address. He doesn't have this one, I'm sure.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on one moment.
Thanks for calling.
That was the Shirelles singing Soldier Boy.
And that was for dedication to
Maddie Hickson.
Right.
Okay, we go back to Sheila. Sheila, you're on.
You're on, Sheila. Well, I want to tell everybody that the Florida Council of the Blind, which I am president of, is the state affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. And this year, our national convention and conference is virtual. So anyone can participate from their home in the whole convention starting July 3rd through the 10th. And there is every session you can possibly imagine, from audio description to virtual tours of the White House and the President's Portrait Museum or gallery, to the Holocaust Museum, to I can't remember all the tours, but anyway. And then there are speakers from Microsoft, Apple, Spectrum, from the Talking Book Library, National Library Service for the Blind. There is a talking book narrator that will be speaking. There are workshops on technology, on smart homes, on the library, on Braille, on you name it, it's there. So if anyone would like to see what the schedule is, you can go to acbconvention.org and you can look at the entire schedule from the 3rd of July to the 10th of July. A lot of it is pre-recorded, but there is a lot of it that will be live. And it's going to be, Saturday night on July 4th, we're going to have an audio description of fireworks from the White House from last year, but they're going to be audio described. So that should be very exciting. It's just going to be an amazing opportunity for people to learn a little more about ACB and learn that there is life, a very productive life for people who are blind and visually impaired. And it doesn't matter how old you are. We have a students division. We have a next generation division, which is under 40. We have a seniors division. We have sight and sound impaired. So
You name it, we have it. If anybody wants any more information, they can look at acbconvention.org, or you can look up fcb.org and find my name, Sheila Young, under the officers. And feel free to reach out to me, because I am always willing to answer questions. And if I don't know the answer, I will certainly find the answer. Wednesday night, I'm doing a recipe swap workshop. So I'm doing a recipe swap session Wednesday night. And if you want to find out about that, you go to ACB Community on acb.org, and you can find the Zoom invite and join us. This week's topic is salads. So we are having a lot of fun with the recipe swap. So thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome. And Sheila, you certainly can't say there's, and no one can say out in the country that there's nothing to do.
Yeah, for sure.
I will say the opposite. There's so much to do. Sheila sends emails every day, multiple times a day, all the activities. And Michael, why don't you tell what you did on Friday?
Yeah, tell everybody, Michael.
Before I go there, all you folks listening to this radio show, you can call in. You can write about what's doing in your neck of the woods. You know, whether you are in California, whether you are in Texas, whether you're in Pennsylvania, you can write us at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you're going to write to us, it's Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let us know what's doing in your neck of the woods. See if you would like to come on the show and tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods.
Or in your life.
Yeah, I listened to a show last Friday night. It was very interesting.
Thanks to the ACB.
It was thanks to ACB. I was listening to it. I listened for about an hour.
And
they were talking about how someone like myself, who's blind, who's learning about barbecuing, how you can barbecue and learn if you're blind. I hope to get the folks on the show, on our show here, and talk about it, because I thought it was very worthwhile. I learned a lot of things. So for those people like myself who are blind and afraid to barbecue or want to barbecue, we're going to have this, hopefully, to get these people on the show to discuss it, because I thought it was very worthwhile. Hey, folks, before we go off the air tonight, don't forget next week's show between 7 and 8 next week. We're going to be talking about behind the scenes, how R&B happened, how the different groups and how it all started. How my brother got involved with it, because my brother was a big influence in the R&B back when. And that's, if you think I know anything about music, how I got involved with it, with my brother, my family, because my family was the first black distributor for the different labels that was black in this country. It was, we pretty much had all the black labels except for Atlantic. We had most of them, I'd say most, back when it all happened, in the era that all happened, back in the 50s. So, folks, thank you for listening tonight. Anything else, Lynn?
Well, we're going to go to break and come back for a wrap-up.
Okay. We're going to go to break. We're going to break, and we shall be back. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Chris, you there? Chris. Yo, Chris. Whatever.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority's seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195. Or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxsys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
Live from the Spectrum Tower.
Howard Studios.
We're back. And we're live from the Spectrum Howard Studios. That's right. Hey, folks, if you don't have Spectrum, let me tell you something. You got to go out and get, because I'll tell you something. For the visually impaired and the blind community, they are fabulous. Even the sighted folks. But I'm telling you, they got all kinds of things that most people that have televisions don't have. And Spectrum does. Lynn?
Yes.
You're up.
I'm up. I'm down. I'm around. Okay. Let me get closer to the computer so they can hear me. So, everybody, it's my time to tell you to join us next week, same time, and co-host David Hillebrandt will be with us virtually, and our guest, Barry Golder, an R&B expert, will be joining us, and he and Michael will be discussing the oldies and R&B, and Malachi Fallon, who is the executive director of the Xavier Society for the Blind in New York City, will be calling in, and much, much more.
We're talking about my brother.
Well, that was an abbreviated version.
Yeah, much abbreviated. He wasn't just, let's say, a little involved. He was involved behind the scenes of R&B, how it happened originally. And we were a distributor, believe it or not, Motown, the first Motown distributor they ever had. Plus a lot of labels. We started talking about all the labels and who some of the groups. How about Ike and Tina Turner? Before she ever had her first song, it was with us. Ike and Tina.
So we're looking forward to that. And we want to thank Sheila for joining us tonight.
Welcome. As always, it's been fun. I can't be in the studio.
Sheila, let me tell everybody that we're on Zoom because of you. You were my tutor.
Yeah, this is fun. Now, this is funny, folks. How about this? A blind person named Sheila Young taught my wife, who's sighted, how to use the computer.
Teaching me.
Got that? A blind person showed a sighted person how to do something. Now, is that amazing or is that amazing?
Well, not with Sheila. It's not amazing.
Well, no, yes. Sheila's not amazing because she does everything. But I'm saying how she taught a sighted person how to use the computer.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of smart blind people out there, and I am certainly kind of down on the totem pole of that. So,
oh, don't say that, Sheila Young.
Well,
Chris,
a lot.
He's been very quiet.
Chris, you there?
Yep, right here.
Well, I want to thank
Carter,
you so much.
Carter distracted me for a moment. Carter, everybody hey, says Chris. Hello.
Hello.
Chris.
I'm all ears.
Happy early Father's Day because I will not be on next week. So happy early Father's Day.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. You know, I've been doing this father thing for about, 40 years now.
No, hello,
no,
Carter.
I have because I had dogs and cats prior to having kids.
Oh, okay.
So that's a lot of training. That's a lot of training along the way.
Yeah, well, dogs and cats don't compare to kids. Not 100%.
She'll allow her grandchildren to come to her house, but she won't allow our dogs and cats in her house. Isn't that a shame?
Right.
That's funny.
Shame, Sheila.
Well, before we go off the air, I'd like to say, everybody, why don't you stay listening to WOKB 1680 AM, and you'll hear some wonderful music. Carter's probably right there, right next to Chris, ready to go on the air.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
He's ready to go.
Well, folks, listen, folks, I don't want you to go away. We'll be right back in 1 week with a great show at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Don't go away. We'll be right back with a great show. Talking about, especially if you like music, listen in next week.
Good night,
Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good Thanks night. For listening. Looking forward
good
to
night,
next
Sheila.
Week.
Good night, Sheila. Good night, Lynn. Good night, Mike.
Good night, Lynn.
Good night, John Boy.
I said the same thing at the same time.
Wait, did you just tell her good night, Mike? And she's right there?
I said good night, John Boy.
Night, night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
God bless you all. Stay well.